And so I think we can talk about African American English as a continuum where you have both standard and non-standard varieties, right? Bearing in mind that there are African American speakers who don't speak African American English at all, and there are non-African Americans who do, right? So there's no genetic basis to any of this. It has everything to do with what you're exposed to, and maybe to some extent choices that you make, you know, about your own personal identity, you know, a variety of factors, but it has nothing to do with genetics. So I'll try to use this continuum model. As linguists, we've paid a lot of attention to the non-standard end, the vernacular end of the continuum. We know almost nothing about the standard end, right?